Good afternoon, folks. It's 3 p.m. Tuesday, February the 1st, 2022, and we'll call the meeting to order. First item is a roll call. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem.
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2.
Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, is present.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4.
Linda Nash, Place 4, present.
Okay, welcome back. Sam Howley, Place 5.
Sam Howley, Place 5, present.
Okay, and thank you likewise. Welcome back. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham and Ursula, you're filling in for that today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll put Ursula Patty in there. Okay, roll call is complete, and we do have a quorum. Second item, presentation by citizens. Number one, citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042 prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and, two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone that wants to address the council at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Item paragraph 3, discussion items. Number 1, receive and discuss a presentation by Philip Gadd, Chief of Police, regarding the city's potential participation in the General Victim Assistance Direct Services Program grant for funding of the Rapid Intervention Response in the Healthy Homes Program. Police Chief.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. Phil Gadd, Chief of Police. There's been a change in the way CITCOG has us file our grant request with them. Generally, we would have more time than what they've given us. We have to have our grants into the COG by February 10th, and they told us they would not act or review those until March. But because of that, and normally we would go before the council for approval, this is to inform you of the grants that we plan to seek, and then once we submit them, if it's not acceptable to the council, we can always pull those grants back. But I wanted to at least make you aware of what we're seeking at this time. In saying that, the four grants I'm going to present to you are out of four different pools of funding, of money. So they are not a necessity for us at this time. They are an item that we would like to have. I will reevaluate our budget when we come back. If it's a necessity, then we will put that in our budget for what we need as our priorities. This first grant, however, is for the rapid intervention response through our Healthy Homes program. And if questions I can't answer, I have Miss Angel Carroll here as well, who can elaborate a little further on that. It's a continuation of our grant, and it's to provide services to victims and families in need, indirect services required for daily operations, and prevention strategies, in addition to working with people that have domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking victims, as well as been victimized by other crimes. This grant is in the amount of $17,755.76, and there is no in-kind match from the city. That is my presentation. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer those at this time.
Any questions from the council? Okay, Mr. Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. Chief, is this different from last year's amount?
No, the amount may be different. The amounts are different based on what the COG has advised us we could use.
Okay. So it's not based on population for the city as it's grown or not from the census?
No, it is not, to my understanding.
No, it is not. So the reason the amount is different is because so in the past couple of years that we've had this grant, we've had to make adjustments with counseling. Because of when the time that this past grant was written, we were still playing with our counseling numbers. And so now we're increasing counseling from what we currently have. And so that's the reason.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Did we request this grant last year, and did we get any funds from that grant that we requested?
Yes, we did.
About how much did we get?
I'd have to go back to look at the exact numbers, because we've been writing, this is our fifth grant we're writing, so we're going on our fifth year for the same grant.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad we're getting the funds. Thank you.
Anything else from the council? Okay, I've got one comment. I was at a meeting last week with General White and the other mayors in the area, and one of the topics of concern with the Army is the number of suicides. Okay, and so they talked about that, what they're trying to do, and a lot of focus on weapons and things like that. But what I was able to bring up in that was be able to bring up what we have with Angel, with our healthy homes, and how that works being embedded with PD, and how that works to head some of those things off. And again, we can identify people that maybe have gone to a dark place, or they're having trouble coping with life's challenges. Also, was able to go ahead and put out some good word on how the 3rd Cavalry Regiment, how their representatives are there all the time. And I don't know that the general and his staff are really aware of what we've got. And so, but basically, we may hear something from them of what we're already doing and have been doing for a long, long time, since a good number, that I stress that a good number of their soldiers, they live in our city. And the fact is that just like we've talked to them in the past, when they go down range, we take care of their kids and their spouses. And this is just another way that we do that. So again, not only just for all of our citizens, whether they're active or retired or former or people that are citizens that within our community, I think it's a wonderful thing that we have going on. And I think we've seen some positive impact from it. So, yeah.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. So just like the questions that I asked, it's kind of good to put in the script that we've received it for the last 5 years. And it's just, you know, moving forward, how important it is, because we constantly got change and people just don't know whether we've had it or not. And how successful your police station is, Chief, on getting the grants. Every single year, you all go and you get your grants. And so that's indicative of you doing everything you possibly can to ensure that even though we're in a deficit, but you still go out there and reach out for those grants, and it helps our city meet the needs that we have. So thank you, Chief.
Thank you, but it's the city I work for, it's the directors, and it's the officers that make all this possible.
I agree. That's all I have, sir.
Okay, Council, any other questions? So we're pretty much a consensus with the Chief moving forward with this, okay?
Thank you.
Anything else, Chief?
Not on that grant, sir.
Okay, that'll conclude number one. We'll move on to number two. Under discussion items, receive it and discuss a presentation by Philip Gadd, Chief of Police, regarding the city's potential participation in the Juvenile and Truancy Prevention Program grant for funding of youth services in the Healthy Homes Program. Police Chief.
The previous grant was also under the General Victim Assistance Grant. This grant comes from the Juvenile Justice and Truancy Prevention Grant Program. It is a continuation of a grant that we currently have, we got last year. It is to expand services and offer to clients who receive assistance through the youth services in Healthy Homes. This handles high-risk juveniles, mental health services, truancy prevention, intervention through community-based and school programs, difficulties being a juvenile, and substance abuse. This also relates to case management, outpatient treatment services, hygiene kits, clothing, undergarments, and shoes as needed for these victims. The grant is for a total of $10,000, and it also is no in-kind match or no match from the city. That's my presentation on that
Council,
grant.
Council, any questions for the Chief on that? Go ahead, please.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Chief, the only question that I have, do we have a closet or some kind of facility where you keep all the gear once you buy the shoes and the kits and all that in your facility?
It's my understanding we do it on an as-need basis. Currently, we have a closet, which is our food pantry, and I know it's limited space. If we had to store these type items, we could, but it would probably not be prudent of us to buy a lot of items that are clothing in that nature. Rather, it'd be more beneficial if we went at that time when an individual needs it and purchased it at the time.
Excellent. Thank you, Chief. That's all I have, Mayor.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anything else from the council? Okay, and again, we have consensus for the Chief to move forward on that one. Okay, good. Moving on to item number three, under discussion items, receive and discuss a presentation by Philip Gadd, Chief of Police, regarding the city's potential participation in the Homeland Security Grant Program for the purchase of tactical helmets and gas masks with enhanced communicative capability. Police Chief.
This grant comes from the Homeland Security Grant portion of our Council of Governments. It is to acquire 30 F-90 ballistic high-cut helmets and compatible C-50 gas masks. These be used by our special weapons and tactics officers. The current helmets we have are previous military helmets that are hand-me-downs from a DRMO from Fort Hood. Our gas masks are the M-42s. It is now becoming an out-of-date mask. However, for our purposes, it is still serviceable, and we can use those type masks. These updated masks will allow us to have better communication. It allows us to set up our communication inside the mask so they can talk without having the muffle of the mask or the filter system of the gas mask. The purpose of this is if we had to respond to active shooters, civil disobedience, and possible attack or soft targets in the city, we would be able to secure those with the officers. I know in our budget this year, you graciously allowed us to purchase 25 shields, and we're in the process of acquiring those. So this is just an additional complement if we have that civil disobedience like we did last year. The total amount of this grant is $54,270. And again, there is no cash requirement. There is no in-kind match for this grant as well. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Chief, this is a lot of equipment. So are you optimistic that you would receive this money so you could get this equipment? Because it sounds like it's pretty well needed for the department.
I am very optimistic. That's why these are broken down into four different grants.
Okay.
They each have parameters that we have to follow, and all of ours will hit the highest threshold by the COG that these are a necessity item in their realm and that they would be able to provide them to us. So I anticipate being able to get these grants.
So if you don't get the grants, then make sure, you know, if you do need equipment, make sure it's brought back to the council's attention.
We will definitely put it in our budget if it becomes one of our priorities.
Get what you need to be able to do your job. And then you hit on the idea item there about the filters for the masks. Now, these new masks, are they going to come with additional filters, or is there a supply system in place to get the new filters? Because they do degrade over time.
Yes, they do. Lieutenant Jay Leach is the author of this grant.
The question he has, if they do come with all the filters, they actually come with an adapter. SWAT commonly uses a push-to-talk mic. It's a lapel mic. That adapter goes in where the filters are at. It's a two process. I did not check to see how long. I know the helmets have a 10-year warranty that they're going to give us. In fact, that's what made them competitive compared to the other quotes that I had gotten. That's a follow-up question I probably have to come back to you on.
And they're both, these masks would be effective against both CS and pepper spray?
Yes. Oh, yes. All definitely.
Right. With the biological,
biological, chemical, and the helmets are level 3 for ballistic.
So if you can go into a meth house then with these things on?
You can go into a meth house with them on, but that's probably not the safest thing to do because an explosion, it would kind of take that out of the equation.
All right.
We would not go into a meth house. We would allow our hazmat teams in the area to go in. Although these masks are
capable. I just want to make sure you got the serviceable filters with them then. So.
Yes, yeah, they do come with it. They do. As far as replenishing them after out of date, that's something we'd have to look into.
Okay.
Yeah. I had just another question for you. So are you looking at, is there going to be any training as far as people, the ongoing maintenance on these, and especially like with Councilmember Blomquist mentioned about the filters, both of us in our other life had to deal with that as well, as far as masks, as far as protection in a dirty environment. So do we see any ongoing maintenance or training requirement for people on those items?
Yes, Mayor. Actually, we even have I put a milestone in 30 days out from receiving the equipment that they, all parties that will be managing it will be fully trained up to staff. They do quarterly training. I'm sure they're gonna go ahead and make sure that you have accountability, that you have inventory, and that they're serviceable at the same time too.
Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. So our chief, Gad, alluded that we had gotten some M40s from the military. Is the military currently have the 50s? And if they were to give us some of those masks, will we be able to get them?
We were trying to outsource helmets and masks already off our Turn 33 program. It's been taken off altogether.
The military no longer will allow us to have the M42s, which is their version they're just ending up with, or the helmets, so we can get equipment, we can get furniture, but the military type equipment we can no longer get right now.
Good to know.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Any other questions for PD on this item? Okay, Chief, do you have anything else to add on this one?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, and again, Counselor, are we in consensus with them moving forward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Free money's good.
Yeah, free money's always good. Okay, last item number four under discussion items, receive and discuss a presentation by Philip Gad, Chief of Police, regarding the city's potential participation in the Justice Assistance Grant Program for the purchase of vehicle first aid trauma kits for the Harkright Police Department's first responding officers. Police Chief.
Thank you, Mayor. Last year, we submitted for a grant for a lot of these first aid equipment. We got the large kits that would go in our MRAPs, that would go in our Humvees and go on our SWAT vehicles. This is to allow a quick grab first aid kit in our patrol cars as well as our CID cars. We have small first aid kits in our trunk that do not have all the equipment this has. There is some in the larger kits, but it's much more practical if we have a active shooter situation or we drive up on a wreck where we have to immediately get out and have to either apply a tourniquet or a quick clot, which is a chemical device that would help prevent the individual from bleeding out. These would be behind the headrest of the car as they grab and go, and it's much easier to acquire. In doing that, we met with our medical doctor who handles the fire department for the paramedics as well as our SWAT team and asked him to help design a specific kit for us, and that's what this kit is. We're asking for 40 kits to go on all of our vehicles, one bag in each of them, and it'll be a medical trauma kit. It contains four tourniquets, chest seal, six combat packing gauzes, which is the quick clot if you're in the military. If you shove those into a wound, it cauterizes it and it helps eliminate the individual from bleeding out. It has shears, it has medical roll tape, the marker to mark the tourniquets, and surgical gloves as well. And they are designed to be either a self-aid or buddy aid as well as individual emergency first aid kits. The cost of those kits is $13,000, and there is, again, no cash or in-kind match. And that's my presentation, if you have any questions. Yes, sir.
Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Chief, are all the police officers Combat Lifesaver certified?
They're not Combat Lifesavers. They are trained in first aid and have the basic first aid skills.
Okay.
In the city, our paramedics are very rapid to arrive, and we're there to just do the immediate triage and the first aid we can render at that time.
Okay.
They will be trained and receive additional information on these kits and how to use them as well.
Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, Place 5.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do we do with the like replacement of use? When we use some of these kits, how we can replace?
Because we're working with our medical director, we would be able to acquire those individually from him. It would come out of our budget. We would purchase it as general supplies.
So that's part of that budget?
It's not in this grant. It would come out of my budget, the police department budget.
Just the price for the 40?
For the 40 kits, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3 Chief. And on what do we currently have on hand in the event to provide first aid?
We have the rapid deployment kits that we have already that we got under the grant last year that have the IFACs, the tourniquets, and we also have individual first aid kits that the officers carry on them or immediately about their body, either on their vest or on their belts. We also have some smaller first aid kits in the trunk of the car if we need to use those.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the council for the chief? Chief, anything else to add on this item?
No, sir, thank you.
Okay, and council, we're in consensus with the chief moving forward with this. Okay, thank you. Mr. Mitchell, is there any additional items related to the agenda that we have?
There's not, Mayor.
Okay, time is now 3:20, and we're adjourned.
Record.